A portable Honda generator rattles off as I walk up to James Plowden's customized trailer. Plowden tells me all this juice is powering everything inside, from clippers to a hot towel machine. Now, if it sounds like this trailer is a barbershop, that's because it is.
It's a small space, but a booth normally is small in a shop, so it's actually bigger than a booth. You know, it's like a suite.
Plowden, who has been cutting hair for about 10 years, says he wanted to go mobile to cut down on the dead time he would regularly face when working in a shop.
Time is money, and you know, if you're sitting not doing anything, you're wasting time to me. You know, so the reason I wanted to go mobile is to cut out that dead time, or be able to use that time that I'm sitting to do something else.
A year ago, the 39-year-old barber left behind the brick-and-mortar barbershop he worked at and the booth rental that went along with it. As an independent contractor, Plowden says he was paying roughly $500 a month just for space. Although his trailer cost him about $20,000 to specially outfit, he says he's been able to reduce his overhead and that over time, he'll spend less than when he rented.
Coming out with a trailer for $20,000, something that I own, versus paying rent for God knows how long, you know, that's a tremendous break in cost right there.
But Plowden isn't the only brick-and-mortar barber to realize the potential cost-effectiveness of making the mobile jump. Since 2008, Texas has allowed for special licensing for mobile barbershops, and today there are 17 certified mobile barbers in the Lone Star State. Now, to be licensed and a state-sanctioned operation, mobile barbers must, like their conventional counterparts, meet certain requirements and pass inspections. But unlike them, they have to keep a GPS on board or submit a weekly itinerary of locations they'll be at. It's what Deidre Bass does. Bass, who has been cutting hair professionally for more than 20 years, used to own a salon in Killeen, but left it to go mobile. The change, Bass says, has meant paying about one-third of what it costs to operate out of a building, but it's also given her more control over the hours she works.
People are now wanting quick service, you know, and they want specialized service. And so everybody's in kind of like a rush, in a sense, you know, and so everybody doesn't want to wait.
And people are willing to pay extra for something that's quick, convenient, and personalized, says Marlene Reed. Reed is a professor and the entrepreneur in residence at Baylor University.
People have become so busy. Time is probably the most scarce of all of our resources, maybe even more so than money for many people. And they want somebody to come and do something for them on their premises or at work.
The common denominator, however, between brick-and-mortar setups and mobile ones is an age-old business concern. Location, location, location.
You can't just pull up anywhere just because you're mobile and you have a license. You have to ask permission. And then if you pull up on someone's property and they already have a barbershop, of course they're going to say, hey, no, you know, that's competition.
While figuring out a location can be a bit of a drawback, Bass has been able to set up three standard spots she operates out of throughout the week. But Plowden, who has gone to apartment complexes and a friend's restaurant in the past, is now set up outside of his house. He's still figuring out new potential locations and ways to fine-tune his mobile operation. But as he tells me, the important part of being a barber is having that established relationship with clients. People can be pretty particular about who cuts their hair. So no matter where mobile barbershops are parked, he says, clients will come for a familiar haircut. For KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.